something to do with existential dilemma, I think. Also, while you sit, do you observe your life condition almost painfully, you know? Although no one can see what you are experiencing, but sitting cause everyday condition to reveal clearly to you. First, I think it relates with self-denial. You not just self-criticism, but self-denial, which is very important to issue or to renew yourself to the new situation, not only denying your things you don't like yourself. I'm rather curious how everyone experiences I was thinking about how you accept yourself as you are. If you could succeed that, that's fantastic. But before that, you observe impermanence of your situation and imperfectness of your life, which causes a lot of turmoil within you. Like sitting a period or two, something unfinished experience comes in your sight and you don't know how to deal with this. If somebody close is causing this sorrow, you don't know why, how it came to you, and how to deal with it. Not quite to catch your state. Pain we know very much, but the sorrow is more personal, no? Do you feel the same way? maybe I should bring up some little story about Tozan Gohon Daishi. Tozan Gohon Daishi is a Chinese Buddhist master who from 6th patriarch, 5th Daikan Eno Daiyosho, Seigen Gyoshi Daiyosho, Sekitou Kisen Daiyosho, Ungan Donjo Daiyosho, and then comes Tozan Ryokai Daiyosho. Because of this lineage, 6th patriarch Daikan Eno and Tozan Ryokai, we call it Soto lineage. On the other hand, from 6th patriarch to again, the fifth generation is Rinzai, Rinchi in Chinese. They lived about the same time. One day, Tozan, young monk Tozan, asked to Ungan Donjo, his teacher, if someone come to me about 100 years from now, ask how is your master's truth? What is your master's truth? A strange way to ask. Shin is like you take a photograph of someone and develop it so identical image is in this photograph. That's Shin. True image. How your teacher looked like is a more casual question. Ungan answered, Tada kore kore. Three characters. Do you pay? Just as I am, just as it is what his answer was. But Tozan couldn't quite get the simple character go like that. And tada kore kore, just as is so Tozan couldn't quite get what it meant, you know. And many years he kept silence, and then one day he was traveling in the countryside in China and came to the cascade, the river, the log bridge were put across. So he started to walk across, and he looked in the river bed and became very surprised. And he turned around and came back to the river bank and spread his bowing mat. You haven't seen when you put the okesa, the robe, you keep this robe clean. You have a sitting mat and a bowing mat. And he faced toward Ungang, old master, and many times he made a prostration and appreciated that he didn't explain about this word, just as I am, just as it is. This is something to do with our inner realization of what we are, each of us are, and what this world we live in. It might include a lot of pain for the Tozan not to understand this, while Master is giving such a clean answer to the question. The problem here we have is the separation between inner realization of a disciple facing the teacher, and this distance between both. Not only age difference, but different stage of realization. Whatever he saw in the riverbed, that is an unspoken question. Anyway, he came to prostrate toward the his master, and was glad that he didn't explain what this meant. But now, wherever I go, I see you. That's what he said, which is, what do you say, the ripeness of his understanding and how Tozan meant at that time. I should make a copy of the this Tozan's material for you, or which tells about the story and very important to koan subject appear in this text. Hokkyo zanmai. Hokkyo zanmai is a dual mirror samadhi, we call it, this chantable sutra. In this, he spoke of goi, five ranks of Tozan, we call it, relationship of absolute and relative. Maybe you have seen this material, Hokkyo Zanmai. We chant this in every morning in Japan. Pointing each other, you are myself, and you say you are myself. Strange way to say. And we drop myself, so you are you and I am I, because equality is fully understood. Strange, you don't get it. Similar to this, tada kore kore. In our normal understanding, this is a little difficult to understand. Say, looking into the clear mirror, and you point this guy, this person in the mirror, and say, you are myself. That's understandable, but I'm not you. That is another way to say, I'm not you. So, it's related with accepting the your whole being as you are, and no objection, and no criticism, and yet you don't need to know who you are. So most of you, this sitting practice is rather unusual and somewhat familiar. You have already experienced one way or other way in the past, not necessarily formal sitting, but the nature of practice, mind, you are very familiar. Say question of who am I? This is very familiar question. At some point you have pounded this question already. Very religious, philosophical question it is. You want to figure it out or find it out who you are. But the answer to this question appears in innumerable ways whenever you make this question. Answer comes in many ways. Same Tozan, here we don't have much offerings, but in the shrine room there are masters, lineage holders, pictures, and various kind of offering. Some flower, sutra, seven different kind of offerings, and finally burning incense. His friend came and you offer those. Do you think they enjoy the flowers and the smell of incense, food offering? And Tozan replied, "Friend, it's all up to you whether you see the image of this person you are relating to." General understanding is those offerings dead people don't receive it. Many different stories go along with Tozan, and maybe we print the Hokyo Zanmai and also Menju. Do we have you? Menju. You have a Hokyo Zanmai, no? Juru Mira Samadhi is a the mirror in which all things are reflected, and it is a metaphor of your own opened up mind. It is something to do with face-to-face transmission and continuity of your samadhi practice. So you practice, make good, they say, keep your track on your practice. Another material you might enjoy is Sandokai. Sandokai is written by a third teacher counting from Bodhidharma and Kanchisō-san. Sandokai is also wonderful chantable sutra. In Tibetan Buddhism and in Zen tradition, the transmission from living person to their student is absolutely important. Whatever you practice, good guidance makes your practice more straight. And most of the time, the master is kind of tricky, and pull your rug underneath and make you stumble and laugh. So you have to be also very tricky too. Chogyam Trungpa was a genius of this pulling rug. Make fun of a student. Oh, it's sitting good. We have another whole day sitting tomorrow. Is it open to everyone? Oh, good. Everyone know about it? Oh. Not necessarily only personality, but you say, as I said, the merciless self-criticism go along with the practice. Not necessarily somebody point them out. You know these bad habits, so to speak. And you one way or other way, you cannot go around it, so you have to face it. And then one by one, you dissolve. In the end, you don't have anything left, so to speak. No good. All bad habit was what you are consistent with. Nothing else remained. Such kind of reality we have. empty nature of our being is what I'm talking about. But at that time, finally you can accept yourself. Even nobody is there. Still, everyday life continue, and a lot of things to take care, but nothing is practiced for you.
It seems like there's some violence in wanting to change.
Certainly, that use of self-denial go with practice in order to say, oh, heaven, you say, transcend. At that time, you see the inner structure of Absolute is merging in you. Not you are left alone, that's nothing. Absolute goes into you. I say absolute, but all beings, with no beings also, merging you. And yet, that is inner realization. Nobody see that. You really feel it. You lose your identity, perception of from childhood you are trained and knowledge to as a human being. in this stage, this human being identification is not so important. And kind of self-revolution occur in inner realization. And for example, the word of the Shakyamuni Buddha, all beings are his own children. Like Saint Francis also reached such stage. Bird and flowers, plants, everything is his brothers and sisters. Inseparable relationship in this realization.
Thank you.
Right, thank you very much. Thank you, vigorous sitting. Feels good. Everyone know each other now? By now? We should go ahead. Any other question?
What do you think
here
is not
only
this
now talking about? Life is such a sad place to live. We say so many sorrowful things, only few joyful things like a dawn star. dusk stars, only count few joyful things. Rest are all sad things. be patient, it makes you very wise. In the end, I should say.